And thank you, Greg, and good morning, everybody. We've got Mr. Adam May from TVA is with us today. And Adam, you on the line with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good.
We're talking about kind of energy efficiency and some rebates on behalf of TVA and some ways we can be more energy efficient and make sure the grid and our energy is in good shape. How are you this morning?
Doing good.
Well, just a few questions, kind of what this is all about. You're again with TVA and talking about some of the rebate programs, and one of the most important things is to have your home HVAC system or business HVAC system checked. Is that right?
Yeah, and I actually have Ashley England on the line with me, too. She's our energy right communications manager.
Okay.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Hey,
hi
Ashley.
There. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to welcome you to the program this morning and appreciate you being on with us and answering a few questions and giving our listeners some tips on how to maybe take advantage of some of these rebates.
Yes, that's right. And like you said, I think one of the first ones that we really recommend is just getting an HVAC tune-up. You know, we recommend doing that twice a year. Spring and fall is always a good time. And that's for several reasons. One, it can really improve the efficiency of your system. That regular maintenance will ensure your HVAC operates at peak efficiency to lower your energy bills, which we love that, of course.
Yeah.
But then it's also a great preventative maintenance effort. When that technician can look around your unit and identify and address issues before they turn into costly repairs.
Exactly. And as you know, the temperatures are getting ready to heat up when it's 90, 95, and your unit goes out. That's not the best time to. You want to do it before that happens. You want to make that call.
Yes. That's exactly right, and you want your system to be able to perform, you know, and you want it to have the best cooling performance when it gets really,
sure.
really hot, and that tune-up's going to make sure you can do that. And right now, we're offering a $50 rebate if you get your HVAC checked up with our quality work. Oh, yeah, no, I was just saying that right now we're offering a $50 rebate if somebody uses a member of the Quality Contractor Network, which is provided in partnership with your local power company. It might be, you know, maybe Benton Electric or West Kentucky RECC, and TVA partners with those local power companies to provide this network of contractors that are vetted and licensed and insured. And if you reach out to them, you can go to energyright.com. Look for a contractor in the network there. Just filter by your zip code and look for HVAC. And you tell your contractor, I'd like to participate in that Energy Right program, and you'll get a $50 rebate after your inspection is complete.
All right. And just go to energyright.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. We try to make it really easy, and all the contractors are, you can see that they're rated. You can see how many jobs they've performed through our program. So it's a really great way to find a great contractor for you.
Okay. And what if they say you need a new system? I mean, is there some rebates for that too?
Yes, there is. If your system's about to go out or if it does go out, please, please, please remember to go to energyright.com. We offer rebates up to $1,500 for a variety of HVAC systems. So, you know, you can go and see which HVAC systems that we offer rebates for. But then we also offer rebates for other common energy efficiency upgrades for things such as duct sealing, attic insulation, heat pump water heaters, and even windows. So if you have, if you feel like maybe your home's having a hard time staying cool, we'd recommend you go ahead and check it out, see if you want, you might be eligible for a rebate.
All right, so go to energyright.com, and I'm due for one of those tune-ups, so I may need to do that.
Yes, and you know, the $50 rebate can really bring the cost down quite a bit, especially when people are running these spring specials they often have, so check it out.
Yeah, and I guess the new systems, the newer technology, they just get more efficient as they go, or
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's why we offer rebates at varying amounts. The more efficient the system, the higher a rebate we offer.
All right, and that's a problem, not a problem, but something that you and other energy providers have to answer is the growing population, growing demand, and how to meet that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our region is growing 3 times faster than the national average. So, you know, TVA takes a multi-pronged approach to ensure that we can continue to provide low-cost and reliable power. And, you know, one element for that is building new generation plants, getting more megawatts so we can provide power for people. But the other really important thing for us is to encourage people to reduce consumption through energy efficiency. And that's why we're investing money in these programs, and that's why we are here to try to encourage folks to save energy where they can.
Do you see people adhering to that? I mean, are they doing better? I see it some places and some places I don't.
Yeah, you know, we've seen a steady increase in efficiency over time, and people are getting more efficient. You know, that's a good thing about some of the newer technologies. You kind of can't help but be efficient when you get a new HVAC system. It's guaranteed very likely to be more efficient than one that's 20 years old.
Right. That's a good point. Well, I know, just speaking of our kids, you know, they're always talking about how we need to be more green, yet they've got every computer, every phone, everything plugged in. They never turn lights off. It's like, well, why don't you practice what you preach a little bit?
Oh, my goodness. I often joke to my 7-year-old that I'm going to get fired from my job if they find out that he's leaving his lights on around the house.
Yeah. But just little things like that do really add up, though.
They do. And I'll say, you know, one of the reasons why we really encourage the HVAC upgrades and checkups is because your HVAC system typically uses somewhere around 40 to 50% of the energy in your home. So if you can target that and make sure that's an efficient system, you're going to be doing a lot of the work already to be more efficient.
Exactly. And I guess, like anybody, you keep the unit that you have. If it's running, you hate to replace it because it's running. But there is a lifespan on these things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you want to check with your manufacturer's date. But I do think, too, if your system just feels like it's not keeping up with your needs, you know, we often recommend in the summer to save money to set your thermostat a little higher. You know, the less of a difference between the temperature outside and the temperature you're trying to get it inside, the less expensive and the less energy you're going to be using. But some people say, oh, I could never set my thermostat to 76 or 78. I would just be sweating. Well, that might be a sign that your home isn't very efficient. That might be a sign that you need an upgraded HVAC, or maybe you need attic insulation, air sealing. So we really recommend one way you can get that checked out is we offer a DIY home energy assessment option. And again, you just go to energyright.com. You find the DIY home energy assessment. It's going to ask you some questions about your home, and it's going to tell you the most effective way to make your home more energy efficient. And when you take that assessment, you also get a free energy saving kit in the mail. So that's pretty nice too.
Yeah, and all of this, you know, we want to be better stewards, but you also want to save some money, and that's you can do both.
Yes, that's right. That it's win-win, and honestly, I also think it's also going to make you more comfortable. So it's win-win-win, more comfortable, less money, and better stewards of the environment.
Exactly. And again, visiting this morning with Ashley England with TVA and talking about some of the energy solutions that we can all take part in and take advantage of, and some of the rebates that are being offered. And it's not just for homeowners. You work with businesses as well.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned it. We offer incentives for businesses just like we do for homeowners. And actually, businesses are eligible for up to $3 million per year for incentives from us. So if you're a local business and you're looking for ways to save on energy costs, please go to energyright.com. You can see a variety of incentives. And we, too, have a contractor network that serves that commercial or industrial business owner who needs a contractor for their work, too.
All right. And you mentioned things like windows. Like, here at the station, we've got some older windows that aren't very efficient, but replacing those would qualify as well?
Well, you're a business, and so what you would probably want to do is go ahead and contact theenergyright.com and see what the business incentives are. We offer a custom incentive option for businesses. So let's say, you know, we do offer standard incentives for things like HVAC or LED lighting replacements for businesses. But if you have an energy upgrade project in mind and you don't see it listed, I would say the best thing to do is contact us about a custom project. There might be incentives that we can kind of stitch together for you.
Okay. So just go to that website and get started then.
That's right. That's right. Everything you need is there.
Okay. Well, my goodness, that's good information to know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having us on and letting us share it with your listeners.
Yeah. And just start the first thing to do, go to that website, but also get your HVAC tune up, because you're probably overdue. I don't know if everybody gets two a year like they're supposed to.
Yes, that's right. I know, even I am not always as diligent about it. So yes, you might be behind. That's all right. Right before this heat hits is a good time to do it. And again, energyright.com. And if you don't know where to start, again, try that DIY home energy assessment. It's a really great way to get a feel for what your needs might be around your home.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. Appreciate the conversation this morning and good information.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, thank you. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work then, but appreciate the call.